Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we go wallet fishing. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man with no comment on testicle size, it's Michael Feldman.
Let's talk about something else. It's pretty silly. Actually, they get smaller from becoming a parent. That's really what happens. They shrink. So anyhow, then I think we'll do this then. Because, you know, each week, really, we do this. If you think about it, actual memos, that's right. Thanks for the memos. This is not really a memo, so just this is an extra here. This was actually in the Cleveland Plain Dealer. In the Cheers and Jeers section. You know that section? The paper, Cheers and Jeers, yeah. Cheers to the Reverend Robert J. Klepko, pastor of Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Lorraine, for this bit of subtlety in the June 3rd parish bulletin. Plans for parish swimming pool scrapped. After much study, our finance committee has determined it would not be feasible to construct an indoor swimming pool in our church. As a result, we can now announce with certainty that those who have been arriving for Mass as if dressed for the pool need not do so. Very cute, very cute. And this is the actual memo, though. And this is a very strange memo, so I'll just read it and you tell me what it means. As to staff, the word of the day is sewage. And here is the word of the day, sewage, what you get from pooping into your drinking water. Or rainwater, in our case, which is still unnecessary and merely enabling an inherently problematic combination of habit and technology. The Eco Office sewage ejector pump is malfunctioning. Please do not use the ground floor commodes in the EO until I give the all clear. Sinks are fine due to very low flow, and the composting toilet system is entirely independent of the sewage ejector problem. Because guess what? It does not generate sewage. I apologize for the unpleasant odors and have opened several atrium windows. The weather is suitable for opening more windows if you like. I expect to finish this up today or tomorrow, depending on the exact problem. At present, a temporary pump is draining the holding tank so I can inspect the main pump. RC toilet users may carry on pooping in the drinking water as they see fit. I had a great vacation building a shiny new humanure composting toilet at home. Look up humanure handbook if you like. Go Browns. Chris, facilities manager. Thank you so much for that, and I had no idea, but it's very disturbing. Workplace issues shouldn't be of this nature, I don't think. But did you understand any of that?
Not really.
No.
It's nice that he shared his vacation details, though.
Sounds like he takes his work home with him.
That's right.
Really.
Oof.
So where can they send these things?
They can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos. Or if they go to notmuch.com, they can post it there.
Yeah.
They can also tweet them to you, 140 characters at a time, if they so wish.
Yeah. How do they do that?
Your handle is myfeldman.
You mean at My Feldman?
Correct.
Don't you?
Yes.
My Feldman will get you nothing.
I think it's actually hipper not to mention the at anymore when we're talking about Twitter handles.
I know, but this is public radio. They're just catching on to that.
Okay, so it's at My Feldman. That's how people find you on Twitter.